don't go straight into saying, hey, I want to eat a cream pie off your pussy and it's not going to be mine. That can be, it can be jaw dropping for her, and it can be very intense to hear that off the rip.
Welcome to Sweet Release Podcast with me, Barbie Jean.
Hi, sweets. Welcome back. I'm Barbie Jean, your host. And today on Sweet Release, I am doing a confessions episode. I'm looking forward to today. It has been a little while since we've done one of these. You all are always so vulnerable with me. You're always so honest and open. And I really just am so grateful for that. I'm so grateful to be here. And so I'm excited to share some of your juicy secrets and obviously educate you and empower you and just chat about them today. So let's dive in. So the first confession I have: when I was a teenager, me and some friends did a Chinese fire drill in our underwear at a stoplight. I was last, so not only did I get locked out in my tidy whities, but the car behind us had a group of girls in it that were cheering at me and honking their horn. Okay, so this is amazing because I do feel like there's so much innocence and spontaneity that we do in these teenage friendships and younger years, and I love that. Those vulnerable moments truly bond us when we're kids. And I really love that about childhood and growing up and trying new things and exploring and having fun. Like, that is such a sweet moment to feel empowered. And yes, of course, it's embarrassing. Of course, there's moments of, you know, just feeling vulnerable in your little tidy whities. But I think them honking their horns and like cheering for you is also just a moment of pride. And so I think that probably shaped you to be a little bit more confident in your adult life and to, you know, take those moments and just run with them and say, fuck, you got through it. I love it. Thanks so much for sharing. Okay, next, I recently had to return a pack of underwear. We have an underwear theme today, by the way, sweets. Okay, so I recently had to return a pack of underwear to remove the security tag. The store was crowded and I was the only guy in line when the cashier took my return, held it up, and revealed my tidy whities. There were all these girls giggling and my face turned super red. That's it. Okay, so again, we've all had these experiences. I think it's really fun to share these because we've all felt this exposed feeling in public before. Whether, yeah, it's, you know, feeling embarrassed for, again, your comfy tidy whities, which is also a theme today, is just these tidy whities. It's completely natural to feel embarrassed, especially when maybe it's your first time you've ever, you know, been in a public setting, and underwear is an intimate thing for a lot of people. And so it can definitely make you feel embarrassed and make your red and make your face all red. I know I've had plenty of just like feelings of vulnerability or feelings of just feeling exposed in my childhood too. The one that comes to mind too is even college, like doing that first walk of shame when I'm still in my heels and my tight mini skirt and I'm walking the next day. And I remember feeling so exposed and so embarrassed and seeing people like look at me and laugh and like giggle. And so I think like we've all experienced these moments. And I think that's what is beautiful about life is these moments of just humanness. And I think it's really fun, similar to the first one, to take this as a moment of like confidence and in your expression too, like your comfy tidy whities. I mean, clearly they're having a comeback. Like, embrace that. Embrace, you know, you being vulnerable too. It's fun to look back at these and make these moments of possible embarrassment and shame into these moments of empowerment and pride and be like, yo, you know what? No, like I owned my pack of tidy whities. Like, that redness on my face was just me experiencing this human experience. And that is totally natural and totally fine. So I love it. Thank you so much for sharing. Okay, next. I'm a straight man that likes to wear gay clothing. I've recently gotten into crop tops, but now I'm experimenting with women's jeans to make my butt look bigger and tighter. I've worn tidy whities since I was young. Again, the tidy whities. I love it. But now I'm getting into brands like Aussie Bum. The truth is, they're just comfy. Yes, the truth is they are just comfy. And I know I've talked about that in the last couple. They are comfy. It's nice to feel you know, held when you're wearing your underwear. It's nice to feel the tightness and the comfort of that on your skin. I think that sensation is just very appealing. That's why I love wearing thongs. Like, I think there's certain types of underwear that feel the best on your private parts. And I love that. I want to talk about labeling fashion as gay. Fashion is so, it's just evolving so much. And calling fashion gay or straight is just, it's not, you know, it's tidy whiteys and even crop tops. Like, that is just a way to express yourself. And I think clothing is such a great way to connect to yourself more. It's a great way to even learn about yourself. It's a great way to empower your spirit. If you are just like tapping into this creative energy, if you're tapping into these different sides of yourself, I think it's just, again, it's a great way to like love yourself and connect with yourself and feel good. And I want you to feel good in what you're wearing. I want you to feel good on the daily. Like, I want you to feel powerful in your own skin. And if wearing crop tops makes you feel good, by the way, I love men that wear crop tops, then do it. You know, like, that is just, again, it's a way to express yourself. It's a way to feel good, whether it's like having more skin exposed or wearing certain underwear that makes you feel just like I said, like a little tight, a little constricted. I like even lace garments. Like, I like things with buttons. I like accessorizing. Like, I like things that make me look pretty, but I also like sensationally the way they feel. And I think that's what you're getting at here is like even these Aussie bum, like these brands that are, you know, they're soft, they're little, they're like dainty. And I think that is just, again, a way for you to really feel good and connect to yourself and express yourself in a way that someone is also going to see your expression. And that is really sexy. It's really hot when people have a unique fashion sense. And I think women really appreciate that. And men are starting to appreciate that even more. And I think, again, like, fashion is evolving. It's becoming not just a women's thing, but a men's thing too. And I think that it's just always changing. And when you are spicing up your expression every day, that is just going to make you learn more about yourself and feel more confident and be willing to explore. And as we know, I really like that. I really want you to be exploring. That just makes life so full and rich. And so, yeah, please, please continue wearing the Aussie bums and the tidy whiteys and the crop tops and the women's jeans. Yes, I support all of it. Thank you so much for sharing. Okay, my first time having sex ended prematurely. By her mom. I was 17 and in bed with a girl when her mom opened the door to see her half-naked daughter on top of me. Her daughter quickly hid behind the sheets, leaving me frozen in my tidy whiteys with my boner poking out for her mom to see. FML. Okay, again, this kind of innocent younger confession. I love these. I really do. I think, again, these are these human experiences that make life so fun and exciting and playful and, yes, embarrassing. Like, who wants to be walked in on by their mom or their girl's mom? Like, that is just like, these are moments, again, to look back on and laugh. That's for damn sure. Like, we've all had experiences where a parent has walked in on us or something that's made us feel like, ooh, oops, you know. But I also think it's a time to look back and think, like, how differently we navigated sex and boundaries or lack thereof, really, in our younger years. And I think that's what's so awesome about where I'm at now and why I launched, one of the many reasons why I launched this podcast was to educate on boundaries, to educate on communicating and how to navigate that as you explore, as you try different styles of relationships. And so, looking back on this moment of your first time having sex ending prematurely, like, I will say that you are definitely not the only one. But it's also like, you know, how did I navigate sex differently that back then in my first time ever? Did we talk about that embarrassing moment afterwards? Did the mom like talk to her daughter about that? Like, I think about like how I would navigate that to my future kids. And I hope that all of you, like, when you experience these moments of embarrassment with your kids, or if you're on the other side going through an embarrassing, exposing moment, that you talk about it, that you share, like, Maybe how, you know, you are sorry that that happened to the mother, or if you're on the parenting side, that you talk to your kid and say, hey, like, what was that experience like for you? Did it feel good? Like, was that your first time? Like, it's a moment to reflect. It's a moment to communicate with our loved ones. And it's a moment to feel more accepted. Because in these moments of shame and embarrassment, sometimes it brings us deeper and deeper into this, like, something's wrong with me, or, oh my God, I fucked up. Or it just makes you look bad or look down on yourself and have these moments of like negative self-talk. It definitely can put you in this spiral. And so if you communicate, if you let it out, that's just a way to heal and move through that and to like accept it, accept the reality that it was an embarrassing moment, that you felt vulnerable and naked, and that you didn't want that to be your first time, but the truth is it was, and that's okay. And so I just think that these moments are fun to like reflect and think of how we can like communicate, how we can learn, how we can grow and be better or be more confident, or be more empowered and less embarrassed in the future if that happens again. Because it's natural. It's totally natural that those things happen. But I'm loving these stories. Thank you so much for sharing. Okay, next one. Hi, Barbie Jean. I have a fetish which I'm embarrassed about, so cannot express it to my partner or any others. I like panties that have been worn, and I like to sniff them as I am coming. This gives me an unbelievable orgasm, and it's very intense. Can you help me by explaining that this is okay and not perverted? Yes. Oh my God. Panties, again, the theme, they're amazing. This is such a common kink. Underwear is such a common kink. And I even sold my panties when I first moved to LA. And this guy that I sold them to had the same fetish that you're talking about. And so it's completely natural. I have always been a no judgment zone. I always think that it's totally normal to have a unique, authentic experience, erotic, authentic experience. Like, we all have unique things that we are into more than others. And so this is definitely a fetish for you. It seems like it's something that you really love experiencing as you're climaxing, and that you're very embarrassed about it, which sucks. I think, thank you for opening up to me about it. I think that's the first step, is letting it out for the first time to someone that you know is going to have a safe space for you, which is me and us and all you sweets. So thank you for sharing. I think, again, like, scent is a very primal trigger of arousal. It's science. Like, that is literally backed by science. And so you are definitely not perverted. It is like, there's no perversion there. It's pleasure. It makes sense. Like, it makes sense why that turns you on. I encourage you to open up to your partner about this. I know it's scary, but before you open up to your partner about this, though, if you're still not there yet, I encourage you to have your partner on the bed, and as before you get intimate with her, like, start bringing in that scent. Just like, take it all in while they're still on her, you know, like, take in that scent and breathe it back into her, go up, kiss her lips, go back down, breathe it in, like, use it as more of a foreplay activity to kind of stimulate your senses and stimulate this fetish. And as you're taking off her panties, you know, again, like, bring them up to your face, or if you're not comfortable like doing that in front of her, then still just like, as you're taking off, then be like just sniffing in as you're doing it, and getting your nose in the scent, and the sniffing and the smelling involved can really help the experience feel more powerful for you, even if you're not actually sniffing them while you're climaxing. And that's just a good way to segue into the conversation too. So then you can, you know, give it some time, maybe do that a few times, see how she reacts, because the more primal your energy is, like, she's going to be picking up on that too. And I think she might feel more comfortable being more vulnerable and raw and real with you too. Then baby steps, start talking about it and say, hey, like, what did you think about that primal energy I was bringing into our session today? Like, how did that feel for you? I was feeling, you know, really raw and vulnerable, and I really loved it. Do you want to try that again this week? Or nibbling her neck and like inhaling her scent, just like using your scent as a segue into this kink conversation is a great way to do it. Because when you start in these like more baby steps and more like making it more digestible, it's easier to then say like, okay, you know what? I actually think like this might be a thing for me and I would really love to explore it more. And just take your time with it. And I really think there's so much fear in opening up about these vulnerable parts of us, and that is completely normal. But the more we do it, the more we realize that like people really are so accepting and they love us for who we are. And so I just encourage you to just open up little by little and try sniffing her as you're taking off those panties first. Okay. I can't shake the thought of sharing a cock with a woman. My partner and I had many MFMs, but she wasn't really open to the idea of sharing a cock. She had a cum fetish though, and we would passionately kiss every once in a while after she would get the other guy off. So I guess that's where it all started for me. Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing. Yum. Yeah. Sharing a cock with a man to me was one of my favorite experiences in my exploration journey. Back when I was going to parties all the time, it was sexy and vulnerable. And I love that you have already been sharing these open experiences with your wife and or with your partner. And I think that's really awesome of you too, to allow her to feel comfortable in her cum fetish and to want to have all these other men's cum, and for you to feel confident enough in like making out with her and sharing that cum after some of these experiences. Like, oh, that's so sexy. I think it's also it's a natural progression in my mind that now you're like, oh, like we've already had these moments with these other guys and I've already tasted it in her mouth. Like, why wouldn't I explore even deeper? Why wouldn't I dive even deeper and want to taste the cock itself? So I think that natural progression feels like, why wouldn't you want to give that a try? That feels completely normal and sexy in my mind. I can understand why it's scary for you to express that to her. But honestly, if she's confident and open enough to share with you that she has this cum fetish and that she wants to explore with other men, then I think she's already given you that safe space for you to open up about what you want to explore and try more of. Sometimes it feels like we're the only kinky person in the relationship, but it sounds like for you, like you are with a kinky person. And so just, again, baby steps, like I said in the previous confession, take your time with it. Say like, oh my God, I had this super sexy dream last night where we were sharing a cock, or, oh wow, I've been having these kind of daydreams or day desires, or I feel like I'm starting to think more and more about this. How do you feel about that? Or, you know, I was listening to this podcast the other day and they were talking about sharing a cock, or this couple was talking about doing it and how amazing it was. Like, just kind of make up, it's not really making it up, it's truly your desire and your fantasy, but it's just starting the conversation in an easy way and allowing her to like think about it for a little bit. And then, you know, give it some space, do baby steps, readdress it later, ask her again how it makes her feel, or, you know, let her marinate on it. Like, say, do you mind just like thinking about this for a while? I know maybe it's a lot, but I'd love to like kind of take it a little deeper next time if you're comfortable with that. And just, you know, again, these baby steps in these conversations will come more naturally with time. But I think like she's already given you that safe space. You've already been exploring. Like, I think it's totally natural for you to want to like go deeper and go even more. And it's so sexy. I think you need to embrace it. I love that you can't shake it. It's a part of your desires and your fantasies right now. And I think you need to let it happen. And I think she's going to be very, I don't know. I think she's going to be supporting of you. I think you said she wasn't really open to the idea of it initially, but I think like as our relationships age and as time goes on, I think sometimes it just takes a little bit more time for our partners to open up to these more vulnerable experiences. So I would just, again, give it time, take baby steps in this conversation and just continue asking her how it feels for her to explore this like in a little bit of a different way next time. And yeah, just roll with it. I think she's going to be more accepting. I think you'll be surprised. And thank you so much for sharing. So good. Okay, last one. I really want to lick my wife's pussy with a cream pie by another man. So again, this is yum. So this is, again, you're curious and experiencing some of that creamy, delicious cum, but you want to lick it from your wife, which is so sexy. Like, I just think these raw, vulnerable, real sharing, like, experiences are so playful and so fun. And they're so empowering. Like, they make you feel so sexy. They make you feel like closer to your partner. And it's just a time for us to like explore and play. And I think that is a big part of life, is the playfulness of it, is the exploration part, like growing, learning, and trying new things. And so this is just such a great one to end on, because I feel like, yes, of course you want that. Like, yum, like that's fun. And so maybe even, you know, going back to the previous one, how they've kind of experienced these MFMs, like maybe for you, if this is something that you're dreaming of and this is something that you really want, like maybe you start the conversation with like, hey, how would you feel, wife, if we experienced an MFM or MMF, whatever, like the way you say it. I always thought of it like the letters as like the order in which the bodies are. So an MFM would definitely be like the men aren't touching each other, but an MMF is like, okay, these guys are comfortable. Like maybe they're getting a little juicy together, but I don't know if that's actually how it is. I think however you say it is whatever you want, but that's always how I have thought about it. So maybe you could just share with your wife that you're curious about exploring with another guy and see how that makes her feel. Don't go straight into saying, hey, I want to eat a cream pie off your pussy and it's not going to be mine. That can be, it can be jaw dropping for her, and it can be very intense to hear that off the rip. And so I just think that, you know, these baby steps and these taking things slow is really great, especially when you're in a long-term relationship, like you have a wife. Take it slow, try things out, try having an open experience with another person, and then lead into the more deeper, more vulnerable, more intimate, more kinky stuff when you've already kind of set that tone and you've already gotten those initial like jealousies and those initial weird energy shifts that can happen in those first experiences. Then when you start feeling more comfortable, then you can kind of explore the more deeper, kinkier vibes. And so just take it slow. And thank you so much for sharing. I really appreciated reading all of these. I really appreciate the honesty and the vulnerability and the depth that all of these went. And I think all of them kind of too have similar themes where it's like, okay, we have these things that make us feel embarrassed, or these moments of embarrassment or humility, and they're leading us to feel some type of way, a lot of shame, a lot of discomfort. But if we start accepting ourselves for our beauty and our authentic magic that we are, then it's a lot easier for us to express ourselves to our loved ones. And so I encourage you in the morning, or you know, before you start your work on your computer, whatever it is that you do, maybe your morning walk with your dog, like start saying some of these affirmations to yourself. Say like, I believe I'm a divine, beautiful, sexual god or goddess. Like I love the fact that I love the senses and sniffing in the bedroom, or I love the fact that I feel confident and comfortable in this type of underwear. Like kind of affirming to yourself and your mind these things that you feel more insecure about is a great way to reframe your mindset and to start feeling more confident in the bedroom. The more we can have these moments of reminding ourselves how beautiful we are and how much we love ourselves, the more that's going to reframe our mindset and make us feel more confident in our bodies, in our erotic authenticity. And that's just going to exude out of us in these relationships and in these conversations. And so I think like all of these were, yes, moments of embarrassment, moments of just fun and things that we can look back on and laugh at. But some of these more current ones are like, oh, wow, like you are tapping into the raw, real parts of yourself. And you're being so vulnerable with me. And I want you to be so vulnerable and honest with yourself and have these moments before you start your day where you're like, wow, I love that. I love that. Or wow, like that makes me so beautiful and unique. And I am going to embrace this more and more. And just like reframing your mindset is going to really make you lead with more vulnerability and honesty moving forward. And I want that for you. Just remind yourself how beautiful and magic you are and embrace all of these beautiful, kinky parts of yourself and just take your time with these conversations. Be sweet. Be intentional, be compassionate when you're having these conversations because it is scary, but it's also going to just make you feel really good about yourself. And it's just going to be a weight lifting off of you too. The more you open up, the more you let people you love in, and it's just going to feel so good. Okay. Before I let you go, I'm going to let you know that last time I had that sweet release, which was yesterday. So my partner's mom was visiting and we were all having like nap time in different areas of our place. She was napping outside. He was napping in the living room area. And I was napping here, but I secretly rubbed one out because it had been several days and I needed to have a little sneaky one. Finger love, which has been a while for me. So it was nice to get that one in and have a little release before I had a busy night of work. But anyways, I thank you so much for being here. I appreciate your support. I appreciate you allowing me to be vulnerable with you. And I just am so grateful for your vulnerability and your honesty and your openness all the time. It feels so good. If you want to confess, please click the link below, put in your confessions there. And don't forget, I do have a new Fansly page, a new exclusive content page. And that is also linked below where you can see more of me and my creative expressions and my kinky and sexy expressions and my writing and anything I'm just feel good about and feel sexy in and want to share with you. And so that's a great place for you to connect more with me. If you don't know about that, please check it out. And I will be back next week with a guest. I appreciate your love. Be sweet out there. And welcome the sweet releases. Much love. Talk soon. Bye. Mwah.